Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What exactly is God's will? Your will be done. What is meant by God's will? What are we praying for and asking for here?
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, I think you just asked one of the biggest questions that we ask as followers of Jesus. I want to do God's will, but how do I know what God's will is?
That's right. I wish that I had a dollar for every time I've been asked that question. But you know, Steve, there is a reason as to why that question is asked so often and why it's framed in all of our minds and hearts. This actually isn't a simple issue. There is some complexity to God's will. And what we're going to do in the program today is to see from the scriptures that the will of God is actually spoken of in the Bible in different ways. That's why sometimes we get confused. There's God's secret will, there's God's will that we are to discern, and then there's God's will that is revealed. It's very clear when we're talking about God's revealed will that it's simply a matter of obedience. That's not difficult to understand. But when you're in an area where God has not revealed his will, that's where we have to exercise discernment. And then the question is, well, how do we do that? Well, we're going to get into that today. It's a very important subject. And I hope that the program today is going to be of real practical help in answering this question. What exactly is God's will and how do I respond to it?
Well, I hope right now that you'll open your Bible to the book of Matthew. We're in chapter 26 as we begin our message, God's will. Here is Pastor Colin.
As we focus on this third petition, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're going to focus in on two things. First, the meaning. What exactly is God's will? Your will be done. What is meant by God's will? What are we praying for and asking for here? And then secondly, after we've got clear about the meaning, we're going to look at the model. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So there's a model in heaven, and there is a model for us on earth. So let's turn first then to the meaning of doing God's will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is meant by God's will? Now, I want you to know that if you sometimes find yourself confused about God's will, you are certainly not on your own. One of the reasons why we often experience confusion over God's will is that Christians speak, and indeed the Bible speaks, about God's will in at least three distinct and different ways. You can think about these as really three spheres of God's will. And we'll think about them together today. The first is God's secret will. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29 says this, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed, they belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Now, notice the important distinction that's being made here between what is secret and what is revealed. What is revealed? Well, that belongs to us, and our calling is to do it. But then there is that which is secret. And what is secret doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord our God. Now, what exactly then is God's secret will? Well, the Bible speaks about his secret will in this way. It is the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That's Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Now, think about this remarkable statement. God works all things, everything that happens in this world, everything that happens in your life, God works all things according to the counsel of his will. What that means is that God is sovereign and his plans always prevail. You see this, of course, supremely at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. All kinds of things were happening around the cross. People mocking, people scheming, Satan stirring up events that lead to the crucifixion of Jesus. What exactly is God the Father doing? He's working all things according to the purpose of his will, and he's advancing his redeeming purpose even and especially at the cross. Now, this is a wonderful comfort for all Christian believers. What this wonderful truth tells us is that nothing that happens in your life is ever outside of God's purpose or beyond his control. And when you face something really painful in your life, that is a wonderful truth to grasp hold of. Now, exactly how God will weave the painful events in our lives and in our world into his plan, we cannot tell. We cannot tell because these things are secret. And the secret things belong to the Lord. They're a mystery to us. And so, of course, we often find ourselves asking the question, Lord, why? What are you doing here? Why did you allow this in my life? Why did you save her and you didn't save him? What good can you possibly bring from this? Now, you see, all of these questions are questions about God's secret will. And the secret things belong to the Lord. Now, how should we respond to God's secret will? Well, we must trust God in what he has kept secret. We walk by faith and not by sight until the day when we are in his nearer presence in heaven. And then what was kept secret will be revealed. And what was a mystery to us, we will see with new eyes. So here is how you pray when you are staring into a mystery that you simply cannot understand. You're struggling with God's secret will. You can't see what he is doing. You pray this third petition of the Lord's Prayer. You're saying, Lord, strengthen my faith, and may your will be done. That's this prayer in regards to God's secret will. Now, secondly, the scripture speaks of, and Christians speak of, God's will in another way, and I'm going to describe this as God's discerned will. And I'm doing that because of the word that is used in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, that you'll discern it, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So here we're being told very clearly that there is a will of God that can be discerned. So it's not secret and it's not revealed. It's somewhere in between. It is discerned. Now, all of us have to make, and on a fairly regular basis, important decisions, and we wrestle sometimes with life-changing questions. What college should I attend? Who should I marry? Should I marry? Where should I live? What work should I pursue? What money should I spend? What money should I save? What money should I give? What church should I join? What responsibilities should I take on my shoulders? And every time you come to a fork in the road of your life, you will find yourself as a Christian believer asking the question, now, what is God's will? And here's the thing. In all of these questions and many more that we could add to the list, there isn't a Bible verse that gives you the answer. It's not revealed. But on the other hand, the will of God in regards to these things is not kept secret either. It's not unknowable. What is good, what is acceptable and perfect, we're told in this verse, can be discerned. Later this year, I hope to do a series on the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And that psalm, as you will know well, says that he leads me. He leads me beside still waters. Here's the wonderful truth. You are not alone in the major decisions of your life. The decisions that will shape the direction of your days. You're not alone. Your shepherd walks beside you, and he will lead you. Now, how then are we to respond to God's discerned will? Well, when we're in this area of decisions in which we have to exercise discernment, notice that we are to pursue the path of wisdom. And here's how we do it. In this verse, we're told that we discern by testing. By testing. Testing, of course, involves looking at our own experience, the wisdom of others, listening to wise counsel. It involves looking at the fruitfulness and the effectiveness of things that we may have done or attempted in the past. It means looking carefully at our own circumstances and how they play into a decision that needs to be made. It means looking at open doors of opportunity. Where has God opened a door and placed a desire within your heart to pursue it? We respond to God's discerned will by seeking the path of wisdom, by testing, by discerning. And here's how you pray when you are faced with a major decision in your life. You say, Lord, give me discernment. Cause me to be wise in my evaluation of all the factors that play into this. And let your will be done.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called God's Will. Now, this message has been one of the most listened to of the past year. We actually went back and we took a look at what have been the most listened to, streamed, and downloaded messages, and we've compiled the top 10 and put them together in a series called Listener Favorites. And this series is our thank you gift to you as you support Open the Bible this month. To give your gift right now and request a copy of Listener Favorites, visit our website, openthebible.org, or call us at 877-OPEN-365. Again, the website, openthebible.org, and our phone number is 877-673-6365. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
God's secret will, God's discerned will, and then God's revealed will. Again, back to Deuteronomy in chapter 29. You notice the contrast there when we looked at it a few moments ago, I'm sure. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed, well, they belong to us and to our children forever. Why? So that we may do them, do all the words of this law. So God's revealed will is found in the scriptures. Here's what that means. The revealed will of God for us today includes the great commandment. You're to love God with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength and love your neighbor as yourself. That's God's will for us today. And God's revealed will for us today is that we pursue the Great Commission. Go make disciples of all nations. We're to do that in every way that we can. That's his will for us. God's will for us today includes the Ten Commandments. God's will for you is that you should not commit adultery, not even in your mind or heart. It is that you should be content. It is that you should tell the truth. It is that we should have no other gods before the Lord. There's a marvelous snapshot of God's will that's given to us in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5. See to it, the apostle says, that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstance, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Take that in. Here's God's will for us this week. That we will, despite difficult circumstances, rejoice in all that is ours in Him. That we will pray continually. And that we will always be thankful for every mercy of God in our lives. That's His will for us, and we must pursue it. It's revealed. It's absolutely clear. And we must be very careful not to repay evil for evil in regards to anyone, but seek to do good towards others at every opportunity and in every occasion. This is God's will. And it's absolutely clear. Now, of course, God's revealed will is not limited to verses of the Bible that actually use the words God's will. All that God has called us to in Scripture is His will for our lives. And here's the thing, friends. God's revealed will should always be our first concern. And here's why. God will not hold you or me accountable for what He has kept secret. But He will hold us accountable in regards to what we did with what He revealed. Now, this should come as an enormous relief if you have been worried that somehow you have missed God's will because of some bad decision or a decision that you regret that you made earlier in your life. Let me put it to you this way. On the last day, God is not going to say to you, "Now you went to Alabama and lived there when you should have gone to Michigan and lived there." God has not revealed whether you should live in Alabama or in Michigan or in Illinois or anywhere else. But God will hold you and me accountable for how we lived, whether it was in Alabama or Michigan or here in Illinois or wherever you may be. Here's the question. Did you pursue the great commandment? Did you pursue the Great Commission? Did you pursue a holy life? So when you might find yourself sometimes getting distraught over the question, "Oh, I need to find God's will," remind yourself of this. God's will is first and foremost that I should live as He has described in the Bible. And then for the rest, make the wisest and most discerning decision that you possibly can. Now, how are we to respond to God's revealed will? We responded to His secret will with faith, trusting Him in what He's not made known. We responded to His discerned will in seeking the path of wisdom by testing. How do we respond to His revealed will? Well, very simply, in obeying. That is what we are called to do in regards to what God has revealed. So John says, "The world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God, that's the person who abides forever." Now, friends, do you see how important it is to distinguish between these three spheres of God's will, because we are called to respond to each of them in a distinct and in a different way. God's secret will we cannot know, and we are to respond in faith. God's discerned will we can test, and so we are to seek wisdom. God's revealed will there in front of us in Scripture, we can know for sure, and we are called with absolute clarity to obey. So we cannot test what God has kept secret, and we dare not test what God has revealed. See, think about it. We do not come to what God has revealed in the Scripture and say, well, let's just test this. I mean, what do other people think? And how does this fit with my experience? No, we open the Bible to see what God has revealed, and then we rule out what God has forbidden, and we rule in everything that He has revealed. So here's how you pray. When God's revealed will and the inclination and the desires of your heart are pulling in different directions, Lord, help me to obey you. May your will be done. Now, do you see then that when we pray this third petition of the Lord's Prayer, your will be done, we are actually asking God for three distinct things in the different spheres of God's will. We are asking for faith in regards to what God has kept secret. We're asking for wisdom in regards to what God has called us to discern, and for obedience in regards to what God has revealed. The meaning of God's will, your will be done.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called God's Will, as we've been looking at the meaning of doing God's will and the three spheres of doing that will. Well, if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can always come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org, and you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Again, that's at openthebible.org. Well, John Aiello is the executive director of Open the Bible. And John, you've been here for, what, 12 years now?
12 years, Steve. It's been an absolute joy working closely with Pastor Colin, yourself, and the entire team during that time.
As you look back over the past 12 years, if you were to say, man, this is what I have seen God do over that 12-year span, what would you say is like the number one thing?
I tell you, the power of an open Bible is just extraordinary. And to see what God does through the Holy Spirit when people open God's Word, Steve, when we travel around the country and meet listeners in all different parts of this land, it's extraordinary the experience of hearing what God does when we open His Word, and it's a joy.
It is a joy, and it's so cool to me that we get to be a part of what God is doing. And there's so many different ways that we can be a part. Obviously, we can listen, we can read the books, we can do all the things that Open the Bible is providing. But we also have the opportunity to engage in the ministry by praying for, even giving to Open the Bible. Some of you are doing that. Thank you for doing that. But John, if somebody's never given before, this is the perfect month for them to make their first-time gift.
Yeah, it is. And I appreciate that, Steve. I want to just reach out to those people. Maybe you've been learning from the program over the years, or reading the books, or investigating the website, and just growing from the Open the Bible ministry, but have never had the chance or the opportunity to give. We've had a generous donor step up and commit to matching dollar for dollar every gift given from a first-time donor during the month of July. So every first-time gift is essentially going to be doubled to the ministry. And this doesn't happen very often. It's huge for us as a ministry, Steve. And this is the time, if you're up for it, to get off the sidelines and join us if you can. It's a personal plea.
As you give that plea, we also, in addition to knowing that your gift is going to be matched, we want to say thank you with a couple things, John.
We do, yeah. So every donor who gives this month, first-time or long-time donors, is going to receive a copy of the Listener Favorites 2023. This is the most listened to, downloaded messages from Pastor Colin this year. The first-time donors in particular, we're also going to send a free subscription to our monthly daily devotional. It's something that you can read every day to start your day with Open the Bible's content. I think you're going to love that subscription. So yeah, that's just our simple way of saying thank you.
Well, if you want to give a gift right now, whether you are a longtime supporter of Open the Bible or a first-time giver and see your gift doubled, you can reach us online at openthebible.org or call us at 877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. And again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, as well as our Executive Director, John Aiello, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. Jesus taught us to pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." How is God's will done in heaven? Find out on the next Unlocking the Bible.